感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
保守我们今天下午能够在这里一同在基督交通。
He has kept us all tonight, and we have some further in, fellowship here.
今天下午我们要看三段的圣经。
This afternoon, we will consider three passages.
这三段的圣经呢，就是关系到主如何启示他国度的荣美。
They all have something to do how the Lord reveals the glorious beauty of His kingdom.
同时也给我们看见。
At the same time, we could see
我们这些做他门徒的，我们有什么责任。
That all of us being His disciples, what our responsibilities are.
神的国度是神永远的计划。
God's kingdom is His eternal purpose.
他在他永远计划中所要得着的那个荣美的国度。
And that glorious, the beauty of the kingdom is that which He really wants to gain.
为做他荣耀的国度，他拣选了我们来属于他。
He chose us for the purpose of His kingdom so that we could belong to Him.
并且他盼望我们能够做他的门徒。
Also, He wants us to be His disciples.
什么是做门徒呢？
Then what is discipleship?
就是说我们不只得救了，蒙他的拯救。
It means not only are we saved through His redemption.
我们还愿意把自己交在主的手里。
But also we are willing to commit ourselves into His
hands. 让主来训练我们。
So that He could discipline us.
而且是要受主严格的训练。
And He will sternly train us.
才能够成为一个主的好门徒。
So that we could really become His good disciples.
来完成，来承受神所给我们的那一个荣美的国度。
So that we will inherit that glorious kingdom of His.
可是在神子民的历史中，
But throughout the history of God's children,
蒙恩的儿女不少。
Although there are so many children of God who are saved,
真的愿意做主门徒的不多。
But few are those who are really willing to become the Lord's disciples.
有的人开头他也愿意做主的门徒。
Some people at the very beginning are willing to be the Lord's disciples.
但是做到有一天他们跑掉了。
But up to one day they simply depart.
从门徒的学校里头溜了。
They simply cut classes from the school of disciples.
很可惜啊。
It's quite a shame.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Beloved brothers and sisters,
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
让我们在座每一位都有一个心愿。
That each one of us sitting here does have this will.
我既然蒙恩了。
That since I have been saved.
他不只拯救我，赦免我的罪。
Not only has He saved me and forgiven my sins.
把他自己宝贵的生命给了我。
But also He has given His own life to me.
主要在我们身上来训练我们。
And then the Lord will train us.
来做工在我们的身上。
He will work in us.
使他能够管理我们这一个人。
So that He can rule over us.
使他能充满我们这一个人。
So that He can fill us.
并且能从我们的身上流露他丰满的生命。
And also from us, His abundant life would outflow.
有一天主回来了。
And on the day when the Lord returns,
我们都要去见他。
We will all go out to see Him.
他要向我们，要我们交账。
And He will settle the account with us.
就是我们能交得好，交好了账。
If we are able to do this well,
我们就蒙恩了。
Then we will receive His grace.
要在他的天国里头和他一同享荣耀。
And we will enjoy the glory together with Him in His kingdom.
就是那一个时候，我们不能好好交账。
But if at that time we're not able to settle the account well with Him,
那我们就要蒙羞了。
Then we would be ashamed.
就要受主的责备。
Then we would be rebuked by our Lord.
有的人要被关在 天国的门外。
Some people will be shut out of the gate of the kingdom heaven.
这是我们今天晚上要讲的。
And this is the theme of our tonight sharing.
有的人更失败。
And some people failed even more severely.
他们要被赶到黑暗。
Then they will be driven out into the darkness.
哀哭切齿。
There they will be weeping and gnashing their teeth.
他们后悔说。
They would be regretting saying,
我们既然蒙了主这么大的恩典
since we have received so great of God's grace,
没有好好地跟随主
but we have not followed him closely.
所以天国我们没有份
therefore we have no portion in the kingdom of heaven.
在那里要无限地后悔
and they will be regretting ever and ever.
无限地痛苦
and their suffering, their anguish will be boundless.
千年国结束了
Until the end of the millennium kingdom
然后所有蒙恩的儿女
When all of the children being saved by God
得胜的基督徒
All those overcoming Christians
失败的基督徒
As well as failed Christians
那个时候都要进到永世里面
All of them will enter into eternity
有人就说哦是这样
And some people will say Oh that is the case We thank the Lord
我们已经信了主了得救了
well, Since we have believed in the Lord We are saved
无论是得胜和解失败
Whether we are overcoming or we fail
千年国度结束了
After the end of the millennium
大家都可以到新天新地新耶路撒冷里面
Everybody can enter into the eternity Into the new Jerusalem
在那里我们要走在黄金的街道上
There we will be walking on the golden street
城墙是碧玉造的
And the walls are made of jasper
那里有生命的河还有生命树
And there is This river of the water of life and also the tree of life.
这个就够了。
And with this, this is enough.
天国做完不做完这个小事情。
Whether you be reigning in the kingdom of heaven or not, that's a small matter.
有人就这么想。
Some people do think it is.
有人就这么提倡。
And some people would advocate that.
哎，所以弟兄姐妹，信了主了，就大家安心。
So they would say, everybody who has believed in the Lord, be rest assured.
是这样吗
Is that so?
求主给我们智慧
May the Lord give us this wisdom
一千年
A thousand years
被人家在国度里头享荣耀
When other people are enjoying the glory in the kingdom heaven
我失败了我在关在门外
But I being failed that I was shut outside of the door
弟兄姐妹
Beloved
这几天你们这边比较冷哈
It's quite cold these few days in this area.
若是你没有穿好衣服
But if you have not dressed yourself well,
被爸爸妈关在门外
And being scolded by your parents,
好受吗
shut outside of the
door, 恐怕一个晚上都很难受、哦、
Probably even with one night, it's going to be hard for you.
在国度的时候是一千年不是一个晚上
But think of this, in the kingdom of heaven, it'sA thousand years, not just one night.
有的时候我们有伤心的事情。
Sometimes we do have things that really made us sad.
难免流泪，难过。
Maybe you would be crying. You would feel so sad.
好受吗？不好受。
Is it something pleasant? Of course not.
可是那是一千年，哭一千年。
But should you have to cry for a thousand years?
哭到眼泪都哭干了。
To the point where you run out of your tears.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters.
到了千年国度的时候
In the kingdom of the millennium kingdom.
眼泪不会干的
Your eye drops will never run out.
一直的哭
You'll be crying all the way.
哎呀我们的神那么可怕
And you would say, oh, is our God so terrifying?
我们不爱他他就惩罚我们
If we do not love him, he's going to punish us.
叫我们受那么多的苦吗
So we have to suffer all the anguish.
弟兄姐妹
Beloved,
我不敢说被关在门外被赶到黑暗的地方不是一个惩罚。我不敢说不是惩罚。
I would not dare to say that being driven out into the wilderness or shut outside of the door is not a punishment.
但我更觉得
But I feel it more that
这乃是神无限的爱。
This actually is God's boundless love.
他救了我们，就要救我们到底。
Because He has saved us, he wants to save us to the end.
我们都读过书。
We are all educated.
我也读过书，读过一点书。
So am I, to a certain
degree. 若是不用功，考试不及格。
If you do not study hard and you flunk your test,
怎么办？
And what's going to happen?
当然要补考啊。
Of course, you have to take makeup of a test.
所以在千年国度的外面。
So outside of the millennium kingdom,
你说他受主的惩罚。
Will be those people who have been punished by the Lord.
好像有一点那个味道。
It does seem to be like this.
可是更重要的是主要让我们补课。
But more importantly, the Lord's will is for us to take the makeup class.
我们考试成绩不及格，当然要补课，要补考啊。
If we have to take the makeup class since we flunk our test,
为什么要补考啊？
Now, why do we have to take the makeup
class? 叫我们可以升班呢。
So that we could go on to the next class.
如果老师不及格，
if you always flunk your
老师留级，
and you're always being held back for one grade,
那这不是很难过的事吗？
Isn't that something horrible?
感谢神。
We thank God.
就算被关在国度的外面，
even though you're shut outside the door of kingdom heaven,
还是神爱我们。
But God still loves us.
不过主恩待我们。
But the Lord is being gracious to us.
让我们能够做一个聪明的孩子。
So let us all be the wise children.
在今生是主给我们最好的机会。
In this present time is the best time that the Lord has given us.
让我们好好的爱主。
So let us all love the Lord
dearly. 自己交在主手里。
Commit yourself to Him.
主不会给我们做不到的事情。
The Lord will never ask us to do the things we can't do.
主要负我们一切的责任。
And He will take all the responsibility.
就像刚才我们唱的诗歌。
Just as the hymn we just sang.
呀，巴不得我们能多唱几遍。
If only we could sing this hymn a few more times.
好。我们回到正题。
Now let's come back to our theme.
我们先来大家读一段的圣经。
First, let's read one passage of the Bible.
我们还是大家开声一起来读。
Let's read in unison.
马太福音
Matthew
20:20
第
一节到十六节。
Verse 1 through 16.
我们这样子哈，用中文读两节，英文读两节，轮流来读。
We will read alternately two verses in Chinese and the next two verses in English.
还是中文先啊。
Chinese speaking, please, first, go.
好。
Go.
因为天国好像家主清早去雇人进他的葡萄园做工，和工人讲定一天一钱银子，就打发他们进葡萄园去。
Verse 3, and he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to those he said, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you. And so they went.
又在午正和申初又出去，也是这样行。又在酉初出去，看见还有人站在那里，就问他们说，你们为什么整天在这里闲站呢？
They said to him, because no one hired us, he said to them, you go into the vineyard too. When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last through to the first.
第九节，约在有出，个人得了一钱银子，及至那先雇人来，谁知也是各得一钱。
Verse 11, when they received it, they grumbled at the landowner, saying, these last men have worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the scorching heat of the day.
13节，家主回答其中一人说，朋友，我没亏欠你，你与我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？哪里的走吧，我给那后来和我给你的一样，这是我愿意的。
Verse 15, Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with what is my own? Or is your eye envious because I'm generous? So the last shall be first and the first last.
好，我们在这里简单说到主耶稣所讲的这个比喻。
Now we would like to explain what the meaning of the parable of the Lord Jesus is.
这里所说的原主乃是指着我们的父神说的。
Here the landowner is our heavenly Father.
这里的管事应该是指着主说的。
And the foreman is our Lord Himself.
这里的许多进葡萄园去做工的人。
All those people, laborers who went in the vineyard.
乃是所有蒙神呼召来进要进神国度的。这些人说的
are all those people who are called by God's grace to enter His kingdom.
在清早六点钟的时候
in early morning, 6 a.m.
管工就来招人
so the foreman, the stewards would come out to gather people.
愿意进他葡萄园做工的奖定一天的工资是1000银子
And he would set the price for all those laborers who were willing to go inside the vineyard to work.
到了九点钟的时候，他又出去。
9 o'clock, that he went out again.
12点的时候，他又出去。
At 12 hours, he did the same.
那么看见有人，还是请他们再进来做工。
And when he saw people standing, he would invite them in the vineyard to work.
到了。下午五点钟的时候
，at 5 p.m.
还有人在那里闲站着，没有事做。
Still there are people standing idle there doing nothing.
有人就问他说
，So the landowner,
你们怎么会整天在这里闲站不做事呢
？How could it be that you've been standing all day long idly and not doing anything？
他们说，因为没有人雇我们，所以我们只有在这里失业了。
So they said, well, nobody has hired us, so we are unemployed.
主人告诉他说
So the landowner
said,
come in to work.
那么一天的工作完了
After the whole day's work is finished.
这些工人都来聚集
Now all these laborers came together.
要发给他们工钱
It's time to give them their wages.
这位主人发工钱很特别
And this landowner, as he gave out the wages, is quite.
从那个下午五点钟进来做工的
To those who came in to work at 5 p.m.
才做一个钟头
They work only 1 hour.
主人给他1000银子
And the landowner gave them 1 denarius.
然后是下午3点，中午12点，上午9点。
And to those laborers who came at 3 p.m., 12 noon, or 9 a.m.,
也都得1000银子。
They each received 1 denarius.
这个最早来的，清早就来的，做了12个钟头的这些人。
Now the laborers who came early in the morning, starting at 9 a.m.
他们心里啊，很高兴。
And they were really delighted in their hearts.
这个主人很慷慨啊。
Thinking this,
大概会多给我们一些。
This landowner seemed to be very generous. We probably gave more.
可是没有想到，结果呢，还是1000银子。
But little did they think that they ended up with 1 denarius also.
所以他们心里很难过。
So they were pretty sad, upset.
他对主人说。
So they said to the landowner.
我们，他怎么说呢？他说我们整天。劳苦受乐。
Well, they said we have borne the burden and the scorching heat of the day.
你们现在是比较天气比较冷哈。
Now here we have this quite cold weather.
但是夏天天气热的时候也是很热的。
But I suppose during the summer when it's hot, it must be extremely
hot. 所以他们做了一天工。
After they work the whole day.
好辛苦啊，给太阳晒得好热。
It's such a grinding work that they had to bear the scorching heat of the day.
你竟然也就是给我们1000银子吗
？And they said to the landowner, "You just give us 1 denarius."
这就是故事的一个高峰。
And right here is the very climax of this parable.
弟兄姐妹们 我们要注意的
That's paying
就是 这些最先来的人
Those laborers who came in first
他们自己有一个优越感
They have this superiority complex
我们做的时间最长
Thinking that we have worked the longest hours
我们为你这劳苦最多
And we have put out the hardest labor for you
所以啊我们理当得罪最优惠的待遇
So of course we should receive the most favorable treatment
没有想到这个主人不是这样看的
Little did they understood that the master, the landowner did not think
主人怎么回答他了
Then how did the landowner say
朋友我没有亏待你
No friend I owe you no wrong
你们忘记了吗
Have you forgotten
你们来进来之前我们大家讲好的
Before you came in, we have set the price.
就是一千银子。
That is just one denarius.
我没有亏负你。
I'm doing you no wrong.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我在这里要注意的一个点。
Now here there's one point I'd like to focus your attention on.
一千银子到底多不多？
That is one denarius a lot?
当时的一千银子到底怎么回事？我们有的时候观念也不清楚。
We're not too clear on exactly the value of one denarius in those days.
现在在你们这里最低的工资是多少钱啊？一个小时。
And here, what's your minimum wage? 六块七毛。
六块七毛，那一天。好，没关系。
That's okay.
算他做一天。好。
Well, to say this laborer.
算他五十块钱吧。
Had worked one whole day, so it's about $50. Is that a lot?
那么做十二，他们是十二小时，不是八小时哦。
Now they work 12 hours in as opposed to 8 hours required.
那么如果做一天五十块钱。
Just say that they work for one day for $50.
做一个钟头也是五十块钱。
And now here, those people who work 1 hour, they only get $50.
好像是不大公平。
It doesn't seem too fair.
但这里不是这样的意思。
But the passage does not mean that.
一钱的银子
One denarius.
我觉得在这里乃是代表主自己
I feel here represents the Lord himself.
我们这些蒙主呼召的人
All of us who have been called by the Lord.
主给我们什么
What is that the Lord has
主不是给我们一点钱
It's not that the Lord has given us some money.
给我们一点平安
Some peace.
不是的
Not so.
他是把他自己给了我
He has given us himself
你蒙恩多年你所得的是主自己
Now you have been saved for so many years But what you receive is the Lord himself
你蒙恩的日子不多你所得的也是主自己
For you who have just been saved for a few days You receive the same That is the Lord himself
你在神的国里在神的家中你所受的托付是重的。
If in the house of God, in His kingdom, you have received this tremendous great in commitment.
主给的还是他自己。
Even so, with all the mission you might have to do, the Lord gives Himself.
有的弟兄姐妹，你说我恩赐不多。
Some of you might say that I really do not have.
我也不会讲到。
I don't know how to preach.
啊，我只能做一点整洁的事情。
Maybe I could only do some cleaning job.
弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters.
给我们的是他自己。
What the Lord has given us is Himself.
其实都是一样的。
And it's all with.
不过呢。
Everyone.
在教会中的侍奉有的比较轻松一点。
But that is true that some of the church services. Are easier, lighter.
有的就好像辛苦一点。
As opposed to other services that seem to be more strenuous.
我不能详细的来说。
I cannot go into more details on that.
弟兄姐妹。
But beloved.
这一个做十二个钟头的工人。
This laborer who has worked 12 hours.
被太阳晒，辛苦吗？
And he had to.Go through all the scorching heat. Isn't that strenuous?
实在是辛苦。
Yes, indeed, it is.
那九点钟进来了就不辛苦吗？
But for those who come in at 9 a.m.
正午十二点进来的人呢？
strenuous also. And what about those who come in at 12?
也都辛苦啊。
They all have to work hard.
但是在这里有一这么多的工人有一个分别。
However, even among all these laborers, there is a distinction.
大家都被太阳晒过。
Everyone has to be beat down by the sun.
唯独这些做工十二钟头的人，他在那里埋怨。
But only those who have worked 12 hours are complaining.
我们给太阳晒一天都晒昏了。
They said that all with all the scorching heat, our heads are spinning.
他们埋怨。
They complain.
其他的工人呢？
What about other laborers?
静默，没有声音。
They're quiet. They did not.
不是在心中埋怨，没有讲出来。
Maybe they're complaining within their heart that they did not say anything.
他们并虽然太阳晒。并不觉得苦。
Or they might think that even though the sun is really hot, they don't feel this is something bad, strenuous.
大家都进到主人的葡萄园里去。
Now everybody has gone into the Lord's vineyard.
这位葡萄园的主人就是我们的神，我们的主。
This landlord of the vineyard is our Lord, our God.
主耶稣告诉我们这些信他的人，他怎么说了？
Now the Lord has said this to all of us who believe in him.
他说啊，你们喝这个世界的水啊，还要再渴。
He said that if you drink the water of this world, you will become thirsty.
喝我赐给你们的水啊，就永远不渴。
But if you drink of the water that I give you, that you never be thirsty.
这是约翰福音第四章十四节十九。十四节告诉我们的。
This is what we read in John 4:14-17.
到了约翰福音第七章三十六、三十、三十七、三十八节这两节告诉我们。
But when we come to read John 7:37-38,
他说信他的人啊，就像活水的江河在他里面涌流啊。
He who believes in him out of his inner heart will come this.Living water.
他会干渴吗？
Will he be thirsty?
主在他里面曾是他的喝水。
Now the Lord indwelling him has become the living water. Between the river of the living water.
太阳晒干渴就喝水嘛。
Now if you feel thirsty because of the scorching heat, then drink of water.
在约翰福音第六章五十一节他这么说。
John 6:51, here we read,
他是我从天上降下来生命的粮食。
I am the bread of the world of life coming down from heaven.
在园中做工作了十二小时。
All of you who have worked in the garden,
如果你常常渴了你就喝水，饿了就去吃。
If you're thirsty, drink water. If you're hungry, go eat.
那为什么他们又渴又饿呢？
Why they are hungry, they are thirsty.
也许他们只是埋头苦干，在那里做工。
Maybe they just work so hard doing all the work given to him.
没有好好的支取主人为他所预备的。
They never draw on the resources that the landlord has.
所以难怪他们很辛苦啊。
No wonder they work so hard.
作诗的人在诗篇九十一篇第一节告诉我。
Psalmist 91, here we read.
他说在至高者的隐秘处啊。
Now, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High
就比住在全能者的荫下。
Will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
一个在全能者荫下的人
，He who abides in the shadow of the Most High
就不会觉得很热、很辛苦。
Will never feel that the sun is so hot or feel his work is such a drudgery.
诗篇一百二十一篇
，Now Psalm 121,
第五节的下面，第六节的上半。
121, the latter part.
他说。耶和华在我的右边，荫庇我。
The Lord is at my right side.
白日太阳必不伤我。
Now the latter part of verse 5, the Lord is my shade on my right hand. The sun will not smite me by day.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
好多的工人没有声音，没有埋怨。
That there are so many laborers, they never complain or grumbled.
虽然有太阳，晒不到他。
Even though there was the sun, but the heat was not on them.
他们隐蔽在耶和华的隐秘处。
Because they took the refuge of the shade of the Almighty.
所以太阳伤不能伤害他。
Therefore, the sun could not hurt them.
弟兄姐妹，明白吗？
Brother and sister, do you understand this?
这就是这个比喻所给我们看见。
And this is what this parable is trying to show us.
同样都被主呼召进他的葡萄园做工。
Now all of them are called by the Lord to go in His vineyard to work.
问题不在于先进来后进来。
Now the issue is not whether they come in for earlier or later.
这个不是问题。
This should not be the issue.
问题乃是说。
The、
你进到主的葡萄园里头来。
Once you go in the Lord's vineyard,
我们就有一个责任要来服侍主。
Then we have this responsibility to serve.
可是，如果我们不懂得，肚子饿了就在那里挨饿。
But if we do not understand the, what I just said, that when we are hungry and we don't know to go out to the Lord. We keep on going hungry.
渴很干渴。
Even though we feel thirsty.
也就是忍受。
All we could do is simply to endure.
太阳晒了就是擦汗吧。
And even with the scorching heat, all we can do is to
wipe away our sweat. 把衣服也拿起来擦。
Well, if the handkerchief is not enough for you, you have to take off your clothes to wipe off the sweat.
那我们说应该怪谁啊？
Then we would say, whom should you blame?
怪这个主人。
You should blame on
your master. 他给我一文钱，一钱银子。
Because he only gives me this one denarius.
感谢神。
We praise God.
不是这样。
Not so.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Beloved brothers and
sisters. 我们学习跟随主。
Now, when we learn to follow
the Lord. 我们学习侍奉主。
We learn to serve Him.
我们的心态很重要。
Our attitude is so extremely important.
我们若是认识主是我们的粮食，是我们的活水。
If we do know that the Lord is our bread and is our living water,
他是我们的磐石。
He is our rock.
他是我们硬币的所在。
He is the shade where we can take refuge in.
我们就能胜任主所托付我们的。
Then we will be sufficient to be able to accomplish what the Lord has entrusted to us.
如果我们不懂得从主支取供应，
if we do not know how to draw on the Lord for the resources,
我昨天晚上说过，
and as I said last night,
在教会中的侍奉，
the church services,
你若是忠心的在教会中学习配搭服事，
now in the church, if you faithfully co-work with others to serve the Lord.
就有许多的苦头可以吃。
Then you are sure to encounter a lot of difficulties.
有一位属灵的长辈曾经这么说。
Now one spiritual elder once said this.
弟兄们注意啊，他怎么说呢？
Now pay attention to this.
他说，如果要叫弟兄吃苦头。
If you want to make a person suffer,
就拣选他来做教会的负责人。
You just choose him to be the leader of the church.
好了，那既然成为教会的长老或者是负责人，
Now once you become the elder or the leading brother of the church,
就要好忠心的来侍奉神，服侍教会。
You should serve the Lord faithfully, serve the church.
请记得。
But please remember,
你就有苦头吃了。
Then it's time for you to suffer.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我也在教会中学习服侍主。
I have been learning to serve the Lord.
在香港22年就在一个教会里头。
And I served in one church 22 years in.
来到美国38年也从来没有换过教会。
And here in the States, I have stayed in the one church for 38 years.
求主的血遮盖我。
May the Lord's blood cover me.
原谅我吐一个苦水。
Now forgive me to tell you some of the grievance that
要不是主的恩典了
if not for the Lord's grace
早就不干了
I would have quit long time ago
感谢主
but thank the Lord
苦头吃了没有吃了
suffering yes I did go through it
实在很多苦不愿意说了
so much grieving I don't even want to mention that
感谢主
but I thank the Lord
今天还能站在这里
today I am still standing here
是主的怜悯
this is purely the Lord's mercy
感谢主
thank the Lord
虽苦又甜
suffering yes at the same time it is sweet
饿了吗主是我的面包
Hungry, yes, but the Lord is my bread.
渴了吗？主是我的河水。
Thirsty, the Lord is my living river.
白日太阳炎热吗
？During the day, is the sun scorching?
有的时候蛮热的。
Yes, it is.
要把你晒昏的。
And sometimes your head is spinning.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
因为他是我的庇护所。
Because he is my shelter.
所以白日的太阳不能伤我。
So during the day, the sun will not smite me.
这是我们每一个神儿女都可以领受的。
This is something every child of God could receive. May the Lord help us.
我们要来看第二个比喻。
Now we're going to consider the second parable.
要读马太福音二十一章。
The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 21, verse 33 to 44. Again, this is a parable of a vineyard.
但是重点有一点不一样。
But the emphasis is shifted here.
我把它把这两个比喻摆在一起。
I place these two parables side by side.
盼望主给我们一点光。
May the Lord give us some light.
现在我们还是两节两节来读。
Now again, we're going to read this whole passage by every verse.
这一次要请用英文的啊讲读英文的先来。
Now this time we're going to ask the English speaking brothers and sisters first. Verse 33, Matthew 21. Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard and put a wall around it and dug a wine press in it and built a tower and rented it out to the vine growers and went on a journey. When the harvest time approached, he sent his slaves to the vine growers to receive his produce.
好，三十五节。园户拿住仆人打了一个杀了一个用石头打死一个主人又打发别的仆人去给先前更多园户还是照样待他们
37 But afterward he sent his son to them saying they will respect my son but when the vine growers saw the son they said among themselves this is the heir come Let us kill him and seize his inheritance.
好，三十九，他们就拿住他，推出园葡萄园外杀了。园主来的时候，要怎样处置这些园妇呢
？41. They said to him, "He will bring his wretches to a wretched end, and will rent out the vineyard to other vine growers who will pay him the proceeds at the proper seasons. Jesus said to them, Did you never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected, the chief cornerstone, this came about from the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
好，四十三节。所以我告诉你们，神的国必从你们夺去，赐给那能结果子的百姓。谁掉在这石头上，不要跌碎。这石头掉在谁的身上，就要把它砸得稀烂。这是主讲的另外一个葡萄园的比喻。
This is another parable that our Lord said about a vineyard.
前面一大部分 所讲的是很恐怖的一个光景。
For the first part, most of it speaks of a horrible thing.
他说有一个家族栽了一个葡萄园。
A landowner planted a vineyard.
周围围上篱笆。
Put a wall around it.
里面又挖了一个压酒池。
And dug a wine press in it.
盖了一座楼。
Build a tower.
租给人住。就往外过去了。
And rented it out to vine growers and went on a journey.
这个园户的主人实在是很好。
Now the landowner of this vineyard is really good.
他在园中那样的设备非常的完整。
Because he has put in all kinds of equipment so complete.
乃是要叫承租园的园户能好好在那里做工。
So the renters, those vine dressers, could work well in that vineyard.
享受主人完备的一些设备。
So they could enjoy all the complete equipment gadgets inside the vineyard.
这是说明什么呢？
What does it tell us?
乃是我们的神。
This is our God.
他要得着他的国度。
He wants to receive his kingdom.
围着他所要得着的国度。
Now for this kingdom, he wants to receive.
他要收成一些葡萄。
He needs to receive some grapes.
而且这些葡萄还要做成酒。
And these grapes have to be made into wine.
要产生葡萄酒。
So that you could have some drink.
我们住在南加州。
Now I live in Southern California.
离我们不远的地方有一个很大的土地。
Now there is a large piece of land not far away from where we live. That's the place where it produces many grapes.
所以在美国，很多很好的葡萄酒就在南加州。
So many of the wine came out from the Southern California.
知道吧，弟兄姐妹们。
And here, brothers and sisters,
这里乃是说神围着他国度的计划。
It tells us that for all the plans that God has for the kingdom,
把这个葡萄园了租给谁呢？
Now, the vineyard is being leased out to whom?
就是租给亚伯拉罕的后裔，就是以色列人，就是犹太人。
To the descendants of Abraham, that's the Israelites.
这一段圣经里面说到了，包括了以色列国1600年的历史。
It includes the history of 1600 years of Israel.
神拣选亚伯拉罕。
God chose Abraham.
应许把神的国要给他的子孙后裔。
And God promised to Abraham that he would give his kingdom to the offspring of Abraham.
外面那个迦南地算不了什么。
The external land of Canaan is really nothing.
乃是借着那个迦南地，神说要得着的是一个荣耀的国度。
But through this land of Canaan as a type, that the Lord wants to receive this glorious kingdom.
他拣选了亚伯拉罕。
Therefore, he chose Abraham.
赐福给他的后裔。
In order to bless his descendants.
但是在1600年的历史中。
But throughout this 1600 years of history.
他们住在神的葡萄园中。
Although Israelites live in the vineyard of God.
可是呢？他们不叫果子。
But they did not want to render any fruit.
有葡萄自己吃。
If there were any grapes, they would take them.
有葡萄酒自己喝。
If there was any wine, they wanted to drink.
而且偷偷就把它卖掉。
Or they just sold out all the wine.
在1600年的历史中。
So in this 1600 years.
神围着他子民的悖逆。
Because of God's children's rebellion.
常常都不交果子。
Because they often would not render to God the fruit.
不好好的敬畏神，不好好的侍奉神。
They did not serve God nor fear him well.
神多次差遣先知到他们中间。
So many times God sent his prophets to them.
劝他们要认识神。
exhorting them to know God.
要好好地侍奉神,
to serve God well.
不要侍奉外邦神,
do not serve Gentile God.
可是多少的先知,
but how many prophets
被犹太人拒绝了,
were refused by all the Jews?
被他们杀害了,
or killed.
这就是犹太1600年可悲的历史。
This is the despicable history of Jews for
那在这里,
all 1600 years.
主人怎么办呢?
Now here, what would the landowner do? Now the landowner had come to the
最后啊, 他想说, 我有一个爱子, 我差遣我的儿子去收这个葡萄的成果。
He said, I have a beloved son. I will just send him out to receive all the grapes.
大概啊, 他们会尊重我的儿子。
They probably would respect my son.
没有想到儿子去了，他们说，哦，这个是承受产业的人。
Now when the son came, they said, oh, this is the heir.
我们把他杀了。
Let's kill him.
这个葡萄园呢，就占来归我们自己了。
Then we could just take the vineyard as our own.
这是什么？
What is that?
就是这个主人的眼光不够。Is
it because the landowner has is being short-sighted?
他这个错误的估计错了。
Is it because he made such a wrong estimate?
不止许多的工人被杀了，连儿子也都被人杀了。
Not only many of his workers are killed, but even his own son was killed.
那主耶稣讲这个什么意思啊？
So what does Jesus mean here?
我们要好好看一下。
That's considered close.
我们的神是智慧的神。
Our God is the God of wisdom.
是无所不知的神。
He is the God who knows everything.
他从来不会做错事情的。
He will never make any wrong.
那么他差遣他的儿子主耶稣来。
When he sent his son, Jesus Christ.
他知不知道他的儿子会被杀？
Does he know that his son would be killed?
神知不知道主耶稣到世上来要被人钉十字架的？
Does God know that when Jesus came into the world, he would be crucified?
你们说知道不知道？
Now, tell me, do you think that God knows it?
小弟兄在那点头。
Our young brothers and sisters are nodding.
感谢主， 我们的神知道的。
Yes, our God knows it.
不是像这个主人不知道， 以为这个孩子会被尊重。
It's not like the landowner here thinking that his son would be respected.
我们的神明明知道， 他儿子来是要牺牲的。
Our God knows it, that his son would be sacrificed. Beloved,
这是神伟大的爱。
This is God's great love.
不准犹太人是这样的败坏。
Not only are all the Jews
外邦人更是可怜。
Now, all the heathen people
神怎么办呢?
Are even more miserable. Now, what would God do?
唯一做他所要得罪的国度。
For the kingdom that he wants to gain.
他必须 差遣他的儿子来。
He has to send his son.
我们圣经告诉我们，主耶稣给犹太人、给罗马兵抓去了。
Now here the Bible tells us that Jesus was taken by all the Roman soldiers.
给犹太的公会定罪了。
And was condemned by the Jewish council.
比拉多想救他也救不了。
Even Pilate, wanting to save Jesus, he couldn't.
最后我们的主好可怜啊。
In the end, our Lord was so, it seemed that our Lord was so pitiful.
又被人抓去钉十字架。
He was seized by men and crucified.
他也不能救他自己。
He could not save himself.
就死在十字架上。
He died on the cross.
是这样吗？
Is that all?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Beloved.
主耶稣告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus tells us,
是我自己愿意把自己交给人。
I am willing, I myself,
没有人能有权柄办我。
Give myself to others. Nobody
没有人能有权柄杀我。
Nobody has the power to kill me.
是我自己愿意舍去。
It is I who am willing to lay down my life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Beloved,
这是主。
This is our Lord. This is His great love.
因为 他都没有为我们舍命，
if he did not die for us,
我们都没有盼望，
none of us would have had any hope.
在这里我们看见，
now here we see,
主被犹太人拒绝，
the Lord was refused by the Jews.
犹太人拒绝他，
Jews
把他钉在十字架，
refused him and crucified him.
但感谢神，
But we thank God.
神的美意本是如此。
It is God's good pleasure to be so.
结果呢？因为犹太人拒绝主耶稣。
Now because the Jews refused Jesus.
神的国度的恩典，国度的福音就临到我们这些外邦人。
The grace and the gospel of the kingdom of God has now come to us Gentiles.
本来我们在神的国，神的应许，我们是没有份的。
Originally, in the kingdom of God, we have no part in His promises.
我们是化外人。
We are considered barbarians.
但感谢神。
But we thank God.
因着犹太人拒绝神的恩典。
Because Jews refuse God's grace.
救恩就临到了外邦。
So now the grace has come to the Gentiles.
感谢神。
God be thanked.
有一少数的犹太人，他们也信了主。
But few Jews did believe in the Lord.
在各地许多的外邦人都归主。
And in all over the places, so many Gentiles have now belonged to the Lord.
主的教会就在各地成立了。
And the Lord's churches were being built in many places.
这是神奇妙的恩典。
And truly, this is God's wonderful grace.
所以这里刚才我们读了圣经二十一节，告诉我们啊。不是四十一节那里告诉我们。
So here in chapter 21, Matthew 41, we read.
犹太人拒绝主。
Since Jews refused the Lord.
主人啊，要用很严厉的手来对付他们。
And the Lord would destroy them miserably.
所以犹太人杀害主耶稣。
So the Jews killed the Lord.
他们这两千年啊，犹太人吃了许多许多的苦头。
So throughout these 2,000 years, all the Jews suffer so much.
神的儿女要注意犹太以色列国。
God's children need to pay attention to the nation of Israel.
现在在北非，在中东那些动乱。
Now all the turmoil in North Africa, in Middle East.
我觉得对犹太人不利。
I believe that this does not favor all the Israelites.
从他们立国到现在。
From their first
incident. 亚拉伯勒许多国家要包围，要对付犹太人。
From the very beginning they build their country, all the Arabs are trying to deal with this country.
感谢主，
but thank
在一个多少大少的征战中，神都帮助以色列国。
God helped Israelites through all the big or small wars.
他们都得胜了。
They always had the victory.
但是照着圣经的预言，
But according to the Bible's prophecy,
最少最后一次的征战，
The very last war,
以色列人啊，差一点就要被赶到地中海去了。
In this very last war, all the Israelites are going to almost be thrown into the Mediterranean Sea.
列国的军队要来联合起来对付以色列国。
The armies of all nations would be united together to set themselves against this country.
所有以色列兵要大败。
All the Israelites would be defeated.
就往橄榄山那边逃跑。
And it would be running to the Mount of Olives.
就在那一个最狼狈、最危机的时候。
In that most dangerous, hectic time.
他们所杀害的拿撒勒耶稣。
The one they killed, the Nazarene.
就是这位国度的君王。
That is the prince of the kingdom.
他要从空中降临到橄榄山。
He will come down from heaven to the Mount Olive.
他两脚站在橄榄山上。
He will be standing on Mount Olive.
橄榄山
with his 2 feet.
就南别裂开。
And the mountain will be split in two. From north and south.
一个很大的裂谷。
And there will be a great valley in between.
这些以色列家的败兵啊，就往那个谷中逃跑。
All the Israelites who have been defeated would be running toward the valley.
主要用他口中的剑来击杀这些列国的军队。
And the Lord will smite all the armies of the nations through the sword of his mouth.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神审判以色列国。
God will judge the Israelites.
他们在已过两千年受了很多的苦。
For the past 2,000 years, they suffered a lot.
还有苦头。 还没有吃完了。
But more suffering is coming. Their suffering is not finished.
但感谢神。
But we thank God.
当基督降临到橄榄山的时候。
When Christ comes down on Mount Olive.
以色列家，以色列人，他们的心忽然转过来。
The house of Israel, their heart will be turned.
他们瞎了的眼睛看见了。
Now their blind eyes all sudden see.
这一位拯救他们的主。
The very Lord who has saved them.
就是他们所弃绝的拿撒勒的耶稣。
Is Jesus whom they have rejected.
就是他们用枪所砸的，砸他肋旁的主。
Their Lord is actually the one whom they had pierced his side with a spear.
所以那个时候
so,
at that time, 存活的以色列人
all the remnant living Israelis
一个家族一个家族在那里集合哀哭悔改认罪
They will be gathered repenting, crying, confessing their sins tribe by tribe.
接受他们所弃绝的拿撒勒耶稣
Now they receive the Nazarene Jesus whom they first rejected.
那个时候主要和他们立新约
And then the Lord will make a new covenant with them.
主要为他们建立一个地上的弥赛亚国
And the Lord will establish this earthly millennial kingdom for them.
所有的以色列人都要在这个国中做祭司
All the Israelites
带人来侍奉神
will be the priests in this kingdom and they will lead other people to know this God.
马太福音二十五章三十一节到末了
Matthew 25 verse 31 till the end.
讲到的是山羊绵羊的比喻
It speaks of the parable of the goat and the lamb.
那些绵羊就是保护好待在苦难中的基督徒和犹太人的这些人
Those lambs are those who deal kindly protect all the Jews and Christians.
他们就得以进入永生
So they could enter into eternal life.
他们不是得永生
It's not they receive eternal life.
永生不是在他们里面
The eternal life is not in them.
乃是他们进入永生
But they enter into eternal life.
进入一个境界
Into this realm.
那个境界就是以色列的弥赛亚国
That realm is the kingdom of the Messiah of the Israelites.
他们在这个国中做百姓
They will be the subjects in this kingdom.
以色列人做祭司
Israelites will be the priests.
这些百姓那是他们仰慕神
Now all these subjects, if they admire, long for their God.
他们要请以色列人带领他们到耶路撒冷去敬拜大君王。
They would ask Israelites to lead them to Jerusalem to worship this great king.
这些绵羊还会生儿养女的。
And also these lambs would give birth to children.
但他们都在这个国中做国民。
However, they're all the subjects in this kingdom.
那么这些人得救了没有？
Are these people saved?
这个问题很麻烦了。
Now this is quite a
好多大解经家说这些人进入永生了，得救了。
So many theologians say, well, yes, that they get into the kingdom, they're saved.
好好去读圣经。
Now study the Bible thoroughly.
他们还没有得救。
They are not yet saved.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为到了千年国度结束了。
Because at the close of the millennium kingdom,
快要结束的时候
when it's about to be wrapped up,
撒旦要被释放出来
Satan will be released again.
迷惑地上的列国
to deceive all the nations on earth.
地上的列国是谁啊
Who are these nations on earth?
就是绵羊和绵羊的后裔
These are the descendants of the lambs and the goats.
有的人虽然常常去耶路撒冷去朝圣去
Some of them may often go to Jerusalem to worship.
没有接受主
But they have not received
the Lord. 救恩没有在他们里面
Salvation is not within them.
他们只是享受一个太平的天国
So they are simply enjoying this peaceful kingdom.
他们还可能被迷惑
They still could be deceived.
成为撒旦的工具
And become the vessels used by Satan.
最后，这些人要结果很悲惨。
In the end, their end would be so tragic.
所以，弟兄姐妹。
So, brothers and sisters.
我们要感谢 许多属灵的先辈给我们很多属灵的亮光和教导。
Now we need to thank many of those spiritual fathers who have given us the spiritual fellowship and the light as well as the
teaching. 但是不能他们所说的我们含巴郎都接受。
But we cannot just receive everything they say without distinction. You cannot take it all without making any distinction. Only this heavenly book, this Bible, God's Word.
We 应该存着虔诚的心，照单全收。
Our attitude toward the Bible is we should, with a sincere heart, take it all in.
在伟大的解经家。
Even a greater theologian,
他们都可能还有错
might make mistakes.
这不是我们小看他们。
It's not that we try to belittle them.
他们真是蒙恩了。
They are so blessed.
对圣经好多的智慧都领受了。
So that they receive so much wisdom from the Bible, but
神的奥秘太丰富了。
God's mystery is simply so abundant and
profound. 没有一个神的儿女能全都领受这个神的奥秘。
Not a single child of God is able to fully comprehend God's mystery.
所以求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
在这个比喻里面最后有一个重要的点。
Now in the end, there is a very important point of the parable.
神把他的国交给谁呀？
That is, whom does God give his kingdom to?
按时候交果子的百姓。
He gives his kingdom to those people who are able to render fruits in due season.
你要能按时交果子，就要结果子。
Now, for you to be able to render fruits in due season, then you have to be able to bear fruits first.
弟兄姐妹们，感谢主。
So, dear ones, we want to thank God.
我们神把我们拯救了。
Now God has saved us.
把神的国交托给我。
He has given his kingdom to us.
他认定我们是能交果子的缘户。
And he has made it sure that we are those tenant vine growers who can render the fruits in due season.
我们就有一个责任要结果子。
And then this is our responsibility to bear fruits.
所以弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
得救了，将来不用下地狱，可以上天堂。
Once you're saved, you don't have to go to hell, and you can go to heaven in the future.
但是还要结果子。
Still, you need to bear fruit.
怎么叫做结果子？
Now, what does it mean to bear fruit?
所以我们要看最后一个另外一段的圣经。
Now we have to read another parable. This is the last one.
就是约翰福音第十五章。
That is John 15. Here we will read 8 verses.
孩子们，还是你们先，好不好？
Yeah.
读两节。
Our young people, would you please go first? Read 2 verses. John 15:1. I am the true vine, and my Father is a vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit.
好，我们读。现在你们因我的传给你们的道已经干净了，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。
Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them, cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
我们看第七节。
Verse
7, 你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面，还你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。所以这里看见做门徒。
Here we see that being disciples.
是要有一个过程的。
Has to go through a process.
是要付代价。
Has to pay a price.
我们信主得救了。
We have believed in the Lord, we're saved.
罪得着赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
将来可以上天堂。
And we're going to heaven in the future.
这是神的恩典。
This truly is God's grace.
我们没有做什么。
We haven't done anything.
神，我们只有相信他。
All we do is to believe in him.
我们就得着了。
Then we receive it all.
但是。
But.
要承受神的国。
To receive God's kingdom,
就要做门徒。
You have to be a disciple.
就要做一个能结果子的门徒。
You have to be a disciple which can bear fruit.
啊，刚才我们讲的那两个比喻。
Now the last two parables we talked about.
一个是说到这个做工的人，他的性情、他的认识、他的智慧。
One speaks of the understanding, the attitude, the wisdom of the laborer.
他还有一个责任。要交果子。
This laborer also has a responsibility to render fruits.
那怎么交啊？果子怎么交果子
？How could he deliver this rain of fruits?
在这里主给我们看见。
Now here the Lord shows us.
就是在你在葡萄园做园妇。
That is that if you're the laborer in the vineyard.
哦，你这个人是怎样的
？What kind of person are you?
你要是一个。冷结果子的人
If you are a person who is able to bear fruit,
教会要成为一个冷结果子的教会
For the church to become one, that can bear fruit,
我们每一个个人也是这样
And then each one of us has to be able to bear fruit.
我们稍微来看一看
Now that's just consider this quickly.
好他说我是真葡萄树。
Here the Lord says, I am the true vine.
从这句话里头来说
From this verse,
只有主是真的葡萄树。
Only the Lord is the true vine.
我刚才说了我们加州南加州盛产葡萄。
I just mentioned that Southern California is famous for all the abundant of many grapes.
那是物质的葡萄。
Those are the material grapes.
不是属灵的葡萄。
They're not spiritual grapes.
神所要的葡萄不是这种葡萄。
And the grapes that God wants are not like this.
只有主耶稣才是真葡萄树。
Only Lord Jesus is a true vine.
神所要得着的就是这一棵葡萄树。
What God wants to gain is this true vine.
那么光是主耶稣行吗
？Can the Lord Jesus do this alone?
还是不够。
And this is not enough.
所以他说啊，他是真葡萄树，父是栽培的人。
Therefore, the verse says, He is a true vine, and His Father is a vine dresser.
那我们呢？
What about
是什么？我们是他葡萄树上的枝子。
What are we? We are the branches of the vine.
那么枝子呢，就是要结果子。
So branches have to bear fruit.
枝子怎么能结果子呢
？How can a branches bear fruit?
他说啊，父啊，要来修剪。
And the passage tells us that the Father has to
pruned it. 凡是坏的枝子要剪掉。
Now every bad branch has to be taken away.
不大能结果子的枝子也要剪掉。
Those branches are, that do not bear much fruit will be taken away.
有的时候枝子太多了，结出来的果子不好。
Sometimes, too many branches, you still do not get good fruit.
所以啊，这个人啊，这个主人啊，要好好去看哪一个枝子要剪掉，哪一些枝子要剪掉。
So the vine dresser would take a close look at the vine to determine what branches need to be taken away.
为什么这样呢
？Why is so?
就是盼望结更多的葡萄。
Because the vine dressers wants the branches to bear more fruit.
要结更好的葡萄。
Better fruits.
主才满足。
Better grapes so that the Lord will be satisfied.
在头一节告诉我们，他说我是真葡萄树。
Here the verse one says, I am the true vine.
圣经的原文呢、啊，有一个加重的意思。
Now in its original rendering, there is this sense of emphasis.
他说我是葡萄树。
I am the vine.
是那一个真实的。
The true wine.
不是假的，不是普通的。
Not ordinary wine.
是真实的。
The true wine.
这就是我们的主。
And this is our Lord.
然后底下呢，他说。
And then he continued to say.
你们要藏在我的里面。
Abide in me.
我的话就藏在你们的里面。
And my words abide in you.
还你们所愿意的。
Whatever you want,
祈求就给你们成全。
When you ask, it will be done to you.
也许我先再补充一点上面说的。
Now I would like to just to supplement some comments here.
他说我们是他葡萄上面的枝子。
Here it says that we are the branches of the
vine. 他为什么要来修剪呢？
Why the Father wants to prune it?
就是让这个葡萄树啊。能更干净更好。
So the vine will be cleaner and will be better.
然后他说，我们要常住在他的里面。
Says abide in me.
他也就要住在我们里面。
Then he will abide in us.
我们就能多结果子。
Then we can bear much fruit.
这个常住啊。
This abide.
你们常常来这个会所。聚会是不是啊?
Now, you often come to this church building to have meetings, right?
我们的弟兄姐妹一个礼拜好几次都在会所聚会。
I suppose many brothers and sisters come to the church buildings to have meetings.
有没有人住在这个会所啊?
Anybody live in this building?
有没有? 没有啊?
Yeah, no.
这就是常的意思。
This is what it means to abide, to live.
但是圣经里头这个常不对。
But、
主耶稣不是说我们一个礼拜住在他里面几次。
But、the Lord is not saying that we should live in him several times a week.
乃是要住在他里面。
It simply means to live in him.
住下来就不搬家了。
Once you live in him, you don't move.
不是，主耶稣不是我们的旅馆。
Now, the Lord Jesus is not a hotel.
我们出门旅行，那么旅馆住两天就走了。
When we go on a trip, we stay in a hotel for several days and then we depart.
这个会所是我们聚会的地方，有聚会我们就来，聚完会我们就走了。
Now, this church building being our meeting place for us is when there are meetings we come, there are no meetings we leave.
主耶稣要我们把它当作我们的家。
But the Lord Jesus wants us to take him as our home.
要住在主里面。
We have to abide in the Lord.
很稀奇，他说我们住在他里面。
Amazingly, he said that if we live in abiding him,
他就要住在我们里面。
He will abide in us.
那么这样呢，我们就能多结果子。
In this way, we can bear much fruit.
为什么这样？
Why is so?
主要借着他的圣灵住在我们的里面。
Through His Holy Spirit, the Lord wants to enjoy us.
这位我们的天父是栽培的人。
So our Heavenly Father is the one who cultivates.
我们有什么不对，主就要来修剪。
If there is any wrong in us, the Lord will come to prune us.
我们觉得我很重要。
We often feel we're so important.
我为主有很多的劳苦。
Oh, I have put in so much labor for the Lord.
主就要来责备我们。
And the Lord will rebuke us.
谁叫你那么干渴啊？
Who has asked you to be so thirsty?
谁叫你流了满头的汗啊？
Who has asked you to sweat all of your sweat?
我是你们的祸水，是你们的粮食。
I am your bread. I am your water of life.
我是你的隐秘，这个。硬币处
I am your shade.
太阳伤不害你的。
The sun can never hurt you.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters.
从这里我们回到前面的比喻里面。
Now from here we go back to the previous parable.
我们把这三段圣经加起来。
When you put these three parables together.
让我们能看见神的心意。
Here they show us the true picture of God's heart.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Now,
主拯救了我们
the Lord has saved us.
他盼望我们能结果子
He hopes that we could bear fruit.
而且要结更多更好的果子
And bear much more good and abundant fruit.
我们愿意做一个能结果子的枝子
Are we willing to be the branches that bear fruit?
不可以离开主
Never depart from the Lord.
要常常想念主
Often long for him.
我们要宝贝圣灵在我里面给我们的带领。
We have to treasure the leading of the Holy Spirit within us.
这是 我想这一方面的信息你们常常会听见。
I suppose you often hear about the message on this aspect.
盼望我们都能宝贝我们与主之间的生活交通。
Hopefully we all cherish the very fellowship between the Lord and us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Now, dear ones.
若是这样。
If we are like this,
我们就能多结果子。
We are able to bear much fruit.
主也就要得着荣耀。
And the Lord will be glorified.
主的心要得着满足。
His heart will be gratified.
主的国度要早日回来。
And his kingdom will be ushered in
sooner. 最后，我简单把它总结一下。
Now, lastly, I will give a quick
conclusion.
Conclusion, we thank God.
神拣选了亚伯拉罕。
God has chosen Abraham.
和他的家。他的后裔
and his household and his offspring
将神国度的这一个葡萄园租给亚伯兰的后裔
He has leased the vineyard of the kingdom God to the offspring of Abraham
但可是亚伯拉罕的后裔失败了
But it's quite a pity that the descendants of Abraham simply failed
神用1600年给以色列人的机会。
God has given them all the opportunities throughout the 1600 years.
神为什么差遣那么多先知到以色列国去了
？Why God has sent so many prophets into the kingdom of Israel?
神爱他们。
Because simply because God loves.
神盼望他们能好好的归向神，侍奉神。
God desired for them to simply return to Him to serve Him well.
他们是失败又失败。
But they failed time and again.
他们的心越过越刚硬。
And more they became hard-hearted.
连神的儿子他们都拒绝了。
They even refused the Son of God.
他们是瞎眼的一些百姓。
They were blind people.
神没有办法。
So God had to come out, come to last resort, simply giving up on them.
拣选外邦，拣选他的教会。
And he chose the Gentiles, his churches.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear ones,
我们要特别宝贝神给我们的这个拣选的恩典。
Now we really have to cherish this grace of the election.
但请记得，使徒保罗。在罗马书里面告诉我。
But please do remember, Apostle Paul said this in Romans.
因为以色列人的败坏。
Now because of the corruption of the Israelites.
神只好把他们剪掉。
God has to cut off the branches.
把我们这些野橄榄树，他用橄榄哈，刚才我说的是葡萄，他把我们这些野橄榄的枝子结在橄榄树上。
So God used an example of an olive tree. All of us who are wild branches will now be grafted into the olive tree.
做什么呢？就是要我们结果子。
What for? Simply for us to bear fruit.
保罗说，
Paul said,
若是我们没有好好的结果子，
If we do not bear good fruit,
神怎样把他的选民犹太人剪掉？
Just as how God cut off his elect.
照样要把我们这些外邦的信徒剪掉。
Also, he would cut all of us, the Gentiles, his people off.
神既然没有爱惜他所宝贝的那些犹太人。
If God does not spare all those Jews whom he so dearly cherished,
神也照样没有办法来长期的容忍我们。
Likewise, God would not.Endure all our failures forever.
保罗讲这个话不是吓唬我们的。
Now Paul did not say this simply to threaten us.
保罗深知神的旨意。
Because he knew God's purpose.
他是犹太人。
He is a Jew.
从前他也是反对神的。
Before he used to be against God.
他是反对神的教会的。
He opposed God's church.
后来他蒙了神的怜悯。
But later he received God's grace.
他深深体会神的苦心。
Therefore he deeply understood God's heart.
神对付犹太人。
Now as God dealt with the Jews.
是出于神的苦心。
It's because of this deep heart of God.
我们中国人有一句话说。
Now we Chinese have this saying,
做母亲的打孩子。
When a mother spanks her children or disciplines her children.
这个鞭啊，打在孩子的身上。
When the whip comes upon her child,
痛不痛啊？痛。
Does it hurt? Of course it does.
痛在额身。
The pain, even though it's in the sun,
打在儿子的身上。
The whip comes down to the child, the son.
疼在良心。
But actually, the real pain is in the mother's heart.
好的母亲管教儿女。
A good mother will always chasten her children.
儿女皮痛就是了。
Now the children would suffer in the flesh.
可是妈妈的心痛。
But the mother's heart anguishes.
我说一个我自己的事好不好？
May I mention a personal thing?
小的时候家里穷。
When I was young, my house was
really poor. 除了喝稀饭，没有什么东西好吃的。
We basically had nothing except congee.
有一次，我偷了妈妈一块钱。
Now this one time, I stole $1 from my mother.
她钱锁在柜桶里面。
Now, my mom's money was locked inside.
我用一个钩从那个旁边勾出一块钱。
Now I simply used a hook, and somehow I got $1 bill.
就跑到隔壁一个小贩在那里去买糖果。
So I ran out to a candy vendor and I bought some candy.
大概用了一毛钱买了几个糖果。
Well, I just used one penny and bought a few candies.
还找了九毛钱。
And I still have 99 cents.
这个隔壁这个好邻居啊，他知道，这个孩子怎么拿一块钱来买一毛钱的糖果？
Now there is one person. Standing there, understood that how come this kid came out with $1 and bought one penny of candy?
他就暗暗地告诉我母亲这个事情。
So he just told my mother about
this. 我母亲知道了。
After my mom knew it,
这孩子偷钱。
That her son stole the money.
他不动声色。
He didn't show any expression.
到了晚上。
When the night came,
妈妈就把我叫去。
My mom called me over.
问我这个事情。
And asked me about this matter.
我的秘密给他知道了。
Now my secret, she knew my secret.
我知道有啊。
So I only have to own up to it. Yes, I did steal money.
我妈妈管教她不大打我们的。
My mom seldom spanked us.
不会打耳光的。
She would never slap our
heads. 也不会打头的。
Nor whack our heads.
手伸出来。
But simply ask me to hand out my.
她用一只小小的猪皮。
My hand and with a bamboo stick.
打了我几下。
She simply hit me several times.
实在也不是很痛。
It didn't hurt that much.
可是妈妈心里难过。
But my mom simply so agonized over this.
第二天早晨。
Now the second morning.
因为我后来发现这个秘密泄露了。
Now, after I understood that my secret was
out, 我把剩下的钱跑到山上去，藏在一个破的坟墓的洞里面。
I ran up to the mountain and hid the money inside the crack of a grave.
但是晚上只好供出来了。
But at night, I finally owned it.
第二天，妈妈要我带她去从坟墓里头。那个洞里头把这些钱拿出来。
And next day, my mom asked me to take her to that grave, and out of the hole, she told me to take the money out.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我就偷这么一次，做
小偷。This was the only time that I was a thief.
以后不敢再偷了。
I would never do that again.
亲爱的弟兄。
But dear one.
神管教以色列人。
God disciplined Israel. How agonized our hearts.
我们外邦的教会。
Now we, the Gentiles.
我们多少的软弱和失败。
So many failures and weaknesses.
神为我们何等的难过。
And God truly is grieving over us.
但愿我们能做一个体贴、慈爱父亲的心。
If only we could all become those who go after this loving Father's heart.
这一位为我们在十字架上流血的主。
The Lord who died on the cross, shedding blood for us.
为我们担当我们的罪孽,
who have borne all of sins.
他在十字架上被神弃绝,
on the cross, he was rejected by God.
诗篇告诉我们,
according to the song,
他的心如蜡融化,
his heart melted like wax.
主的心, 主的心脏破裂了,
the Lord's heart broke.
所以当兵丁用枪扎他的肋旁的时候,
so when the soldier pierced his side with a spear,
就如血和水流出来,
the blood as well as water flew out.
什么是水呢?
What is water?
是血清,
it's serum.
有血块和血清流出来,
the clot of blood and serum, they came out.
医学告诉我们,
now, the medical knowledge tells us,
人的心脏受极大的刺激的时候,
when a human's heart is so stimulated,
人的心可能破裂,
man's heart could actually break.
血块跟血红跟血清可能分开,
so the serum and the red blood could actually separate.
我们的主就是这样,
and this is what happened to our Lord.
他破裂的心,
with this broken heart,
是为你, 是为我,
which is for you and for me.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
beloved brothers and sisters,
我们失败是小事情,
it's a small matter that we fail.
我们将来被关在门外是小事情,
it's a small thing that we would be shut outside the door in the later, in the later on.
叫爱我们的主, 为我们舍命的主, 心中何等的痛苦,
but how grieving the heart of our Lord who loved us so dearly, how grieving would his heart be.
我们说感谢神, 一切的苦难, 主的苦难都过去了,
we thank the Lord that all the sufferings have now passed.
他从死里复活被接到荣耀里去了,
on the part of our Lord, he rose from the dead, he was received into glory.
他坐在神宝座的右边,
he now sits at the right side of
God's throne. 都是尊贵荣耀为冠冕,
and he was crowned with glory and honor.
是这样吗?
Is that so?
是的,
yes, indeed.
因为他受这样大的 羞辱和痛苦,
because he has endured such so great reproach and insult.
他这个高升, 得着尊贵和荣耀是配得的,
now he is worthy of to receive all the glory and honor after he has ascended on high. But brothers and sisters,
他在宝座上不是在那里仅仅享受荣耀,
the Lord sitting on his throne is not simply enjoying his glory and honor.
仍然一直为我们祷告,
he continues to pray for us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
beloved,
我们的冷淡,
our aloofness,
主为我们祷告,
the Lord prays for us.
我们的软弱和失败,
as to our failures,
主为我们难过,
and weaknesses, the Lord grieves over it. But may the Lord be gracious to us.
就是将来的亏损我们不害怕,
as to the future of wrongs, we're not afraid of those.
愿主的爱也感动我们的心,
but we just ask that the Lord's love touch our
hearts,
so that we'll be willing to be one to want to please him.
求主恩待我,
may he command his grace to all of us.
感谢主,
we give thanks to the Lord.
他把我们接在他的枝上, 成为葡萄树的一部分,
he has now grafted us onto the vine to be a part of the vine to become his branches,
让我们能常住在他的里面,
so that we could abide in him,
得着他的供应,
to receive his provision.
有不对的地方, 多余的地方, 让他来对付, 来修建,
if there are anything, any wrongs, if there are anything redundant, he's going to prune them.
这个修剪的工作, 也就是我们常说的, 十字架的功课。
And this pruning work is what we often call the lessons of the cross.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
愿你背起十字架来跟随。
That we'll be willing to take up our cross to follow him.
我们有一点祷告。
Shall we have a word of prayer?
慈爱的天父。
Our loving Father,
heaven, 我们感谢你的恩典和大爱。
We thank you for your grace and great love.
我们这些化外人
，all of us who are Gentiles,
对你的应许、你的国度本来是没有份的。
We have no part in your promises in your kingdom.
你却因着以色列人拒绝你的爱。
But because all the Israelites refused your law,
你就把恩典临到我们的身上。
Now this grace has come upon us.
哦主，我们感谢你。
We give thanks to you.
但愿我们能看见，能宝贝你所给我们的救恩。
May we see and cherish the grace, the salvation you have given us.
哦主，你不只是拯救我们。
Not only have you redeemed us.
盼望我们能成为一个冷戒国子的基子。
And you desire that we are branches that could bear fruit.
结出美好的果子。
To bear that pleasant fruit.
叫你的心得着满足。
So that your heart will be gratified.
哦，主哟。
Oh Lord,
求你怜悯我们。
May you have mercy on us.
看见你给我们这个格外的恩典。
So that we could actually see the extraordinary grace you have given us.
我们愿意把自己交给你。
So that we'll be willing to commit ourselves to you.
把自己奉献在你的手中。
To consecrate ourselves into your hands.
为着过去我们的软弱。
For our past weaknesses.
我们诸多的亏欠。
For our wrongs in so many ways.
哦，在这条跟随你的路上多少的失败。
And in this way to follow you, we have so many failures.
求主赦免我们。
Oh Lord, forgive us.
愿再用爱来带领我们。
Once again, with your love, lead us on.
愿意来跟随你。
So that we'll be willing to follow you.
给我们这样的心志。
Grant us this desire.
借着圣灵帮助我们。
And help us through your Holy Spirit.
我们把我们每一个人交托在你手中。
We simply commit every single one of us into your hand.
保守我们直到见你面的日子。
Keep us until the day we see your face.
靠主的名。
We ask in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.